This isn't a contest, but a doorway. This isn't a contest, but a doorway. Will you come with me? Come with me into the imagination. Come with me into a story. I have long believed that we learn best by stories, even though I was taught that what was most real was facts. I was. Were you taught that too? That facts were real and stories were false? Some of us were, not all of us, thankfully. But I've learned that stories have a deeper truth, and even though I sometimes forget what I have learned, sometimes I remember. This is a theme for the month, by the way, that sometimes we forget what we know, and we're not as right as we think we are, not as smart, not as wise, not as good, not as important as some of us sometimes think we are. Me, I forget a lot of the things I know, and I have to be reminded. I have a lot of gratitude for the people in my life who help me remember what I sometimes forget. We'll come back to that. But for now, come with me into a story. Suspend your interrogation and just come along with me in this mostly true story. A mostly true story about a diary and what was in it. When this diary was written and where did I find it? You'll just have to wonder those questions. The diary's first entry is in the slightly larger script of a fifth grader. The letters a little close together and some of the spelling way off, but you could read it. Here's the first entry. This is my diary. My name is Kelly. My mission in life is to fix the world. There are a lot of things wrong in the world, and I'm going to fix them. In school, we are learning about all the things that are wrong, things like war and homeless people and cutting down the rainforest. These things make me mad and sad. There should not be war, and people should have houses, and people should not cut down trees. I asked my teacher what I could do. She said I should write a letter to the president. But my friend Jasper said the president was stupid and wouldn't do anything. I asked my dad what to do, and he said I could help save the rainforest if I ate less meat. He told me about how the trees are burned down to make land for cows. So I told my friend Jasper he shouldn't eat meat either, and he said I was stupid for telling him what to do. I'm not sure if I want to be his friend anymore. I asked my grandma what I should do. She said I should learn more about these things and ask questions and listen to people because nothing is as simple as it sounds. She said, try not to be righteous about this. It took me a few minutes, by the way, to figure out that Kelly meant righteous. That's a hard word for a kid to spell. The diary continues. Grandma said, this is not a contest. It is a doorway. And she said she loved me. I said I loved her too. If you turn a few pages, you come to another entry. The script is neater, the spelling is better, but it looks like it was written quickly, a few years later, perhaps. Dear diary, I am so mad today. My friend Jasper got suspended from school and he didn't do anything wrong at all. The principal just doesn't like him because he speaks up about things that are wrong. This school is so bogus. They teach us about government and writing, but then when people want to protest something, they say, oh no, that's not what school is about. This war they want to start is wrong. We shouldn't be sending more troops to, and now I confess, I can't read Kelly's handwriting here. I'm not sure if it says the frontier or the Philippines or Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq or something else. You have to fill that part in. The diary continues. It's wrong. They don't want us there, and I don't want my friends to go to war. Jasper agrees with me. So we made posters. No war, they said. And we put a picture of a dove bleeding on the floor. It was very dramatic. That's what we intended. We printed them up, and when they saw Jasper putting one up in the hallway at school, they suspended him on the spot. I'm furious. I asked my teacher what to do, and she said, write a letter to the school board. Please, those grown-ups don't know anything. I asked my dad what to do, and he said, let's call the ACLU, we'll sue. Maybe, maybe. I told my grandma, and she asked to see the poster. She asked me how I felt. After a while, she told me about her brother who'd gone to fight in a war and was injured. He died before I was born. She showed me pictures. I said, see, Grandma, war is wrong. She said, maybe. She said, I think you should learn more about it and make your case with reasons and arguments. She said, this is not a contest, it's a doorway. And she said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. We turn a few pages. The script is less hurried, deliberate writing, but still clearly the same person. Dear Diary, I'm feeling really inspired today. I've been reading about creating your own reality and about the power of positive thinking and about your energy. How to put good thoughts out into the world and how deep inside all of us are so powerful, and I feel powerful. I'm really going to focus on the positive, try to create the world I want to live in. I feel sorry for those with such negative attitudes who always complain, but I can't let folks bring me down. I'm not going to watch the news anymore or pay attention to all that stuff. I'm not going to let it get in my headspace. I'm better than that. My friend Jasper, he's such a downer. He's always talking about what's wrong with the world, like we're still kids. My therapist says not to get into that stuff. It just sends me to a down place. My dad says it's good to be happy, but I should also be useful. But what does he know? My grandma says that there are ups and downs, and I should live in the real world. She says, it's not a contest, but a doorway. I don't really know what that means, but she loves me and I love her too. Turn a few pages. Past a variety of entries about this and that. Kelly's writing is very much now that of a grown-up, though you can still see the unique ways the J's and the I's are formed. Dear Diary, I haven't written here in years. My grandma died a year ago today, and thinking about her and her amazing, long, and beautiful life made me remember this diary she gave me when I was a child. I'm sad she's gone, and I miss her today. That's all. Kelly. A few pages later. Dear Diary, we went to the protest today. It felt so good to be with so many other people who are saying no to this awful thing. How could anyone think this is a good idea? We've got to fight, fight. After the protest, Jasper and I went to lunch. It was great to see him and catch up. Kelly. A few pages later. Dear Diary, I'm struggling with what to do about this fight for justice. At first, it felt good, like we were making a difference. But then I had other things to do. So did everyone else. I mean, not everyone, but almost everyone. I've been going to other meetings, and I've been showing up at the offices of politicians. I wrote a letter, even though that younger me, the one who thinks politicians are stupid, thought it was a waste of time and paper. Feels good to be useful, or did. But I got called out. One of the other organizers, she's such a jerk, said I wasn't committed, that I didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe she had a point. But I wish she'd been nicer about it. less righteous, you know? Kelly, a few pages. Dear diary, grr. Why are people so foolish, so uneducated? This woman at the forum today, it's like she didn't do any reading in advance at all. I mean, this isn't hard to figure out. Own your stuff, lady. I might not have been as nice as I should have. Okay, I might have been a know-it-all, but honestly, she shouldn't be such a fool. Kelly. A few pages. Dear diary, I guess I'm asking for help. Guide my feet while I run this race. I'm asking, I don't know, God? Not sure I believe in that. Maybe I'm asking Grandma what to do. It's all hard. Work, being a parent, relationships, life. There's never enough time to do everything the way it should be done. And I worry that I'm not enough, that I'm not doing enough to make the world better, not doing enough to be a good parent to my children, let alone enough for my marriage. It's not enough. What should I do? Hold my hand. I wish I could sit at my grandmother's welcome table, that place where I know I would be enough, where I am welcome. There's a little doodle here on the page, a picture of a table and a candle on the table and two chairs. Underneath, the text continues. This is not a contest, it's a doorway. I think I know what that means a little better. I want to believe it, that I don't have to be the best. I don't have to win at saving the world. I don't have to have the best answers or the most righteousness. And she spelled it right this time. I don't have to suit up for every fight, but I do need to love. I need to open the doorway. This is not a contest. Search my heart. Kelly. A few pages. Dear diary, I went to the protest today and my own child spoke. They were so good, heartfelt and true. I done good. Not perfect, God knows, but they care about the world. These kids, they seem to understand something I have so often struggled to get, that it is better to do together than to dance solos on the ceiling. They say it is a leaderful movement and that power is shared. They don't take credit, they just get it done. They say, not the wand, not the stone, but the cloak, something about an ancient legend, they say. They also talk a lot about putting marginalized voices at the center. They talk about learning to step up and step back depending on where you are, that everyone has a gift and should put that in the service of something larger than themselves. Sometimes I worry that they won't get as much done without someone in charge, and sometimes they don't. But they seem to be having more fun. It made me remember, not a contest, a doorway. Kelly. There's a lot more entries there in the middle part, but I'll skip ahead pretty far. Dear diary, 1 year to the day since Dad died. Before he went, I asked him what I should do. I thought he'd give me all sorts of practical advice, as he does. But he just held my hand and said, love the world, love your children, love yourself, and I love you. I miss him. Kelly. A little further on. Dear diary, today I held my grandson. 8 pounds, 6 ounces. I called Jasper and told him, my oldest friend. We laughed. Who would think we would ever be so old as to be grandparents? Or so wise, Jasper said. Wise? I don't know about that. I guess I have learned some things, I said. He has too. Do your work, then step back. Be useful, don't hog the space. Do your research ahead of time, but don't be a jerk to those who haven't. Love them. Jasper remembered, it's not a contest. It's not a contest. It's a doorway. A doorway to justice. A doorway to hope. A doorway to love. Positive energy matters, but sometimes things go wrong, and thinking good thoughts doesn't stop that. The world needs you. It needs your love more than your anger. It needs your devotion more than your judgment. I held that child and I whispered in their ear, it's a doorway, and I love you. Kelly. There are more entries, and maybe I'll share them with you someday. I don't know when or where Kelly lived, or Kelly's gender, or Kelly's race. I know that Kelly learned something that I struggle with as an activist for justice, that you can help without being in charge, that you can be useful without being righteous, that you don't have to do everything, that love is more important than judgment, that hope is more important than anger, that everyone has a story, and you might listen to it and learn something, that you have a place at the welcome table, that you are good enough, that you don't need to fix the world to fix yourself, that you can love the world even when you don't feel loved yourself, that you are loved yourself even when you don't feel it, that it's not a contest. Social justice, yes, but also life, being a parent, being a person, it's not a contest. It's a doorway. A doorway to that land for which we are bound, and to which we might, if we are wise, travel together. Let us go through, and let us sing. Rise in body or spirit. Come and go with me.